What an amazing finish it was.
Yeah, I said in the other interview, my race plan was always to go out quite steady and come back hard. I did it in the semi and worked again today, so I'm delighted.
Talk us through your day and just what this achievement means to you.
First, the swim. I was a couple of seconds down on my semi-final time, but you're always going to be more tired in the final, so I was still pleased with that. Fence was one of my best fences at senior level compared to the semi-final, sorry. And then the ride was amazing. I got a really strong horse, so once I got to grips with it, I had a good round. Like, made a couple of mistakes that could have saved time, but in the end, it wasn't enough to stop me getting a top eight finish.
Just sum up what that top eight finish and a Rio Olympic named place means to you.
It means everything. It's literally everything I've been working towards since 2012. My grandparents said they want to go there. That might be one of their last trips abroad. So I'm so happy.
But pressure's not off. You've got to keep this form up, haven't you?
Yeah, precisely. Like, this is really my first time in the top 10. So I need to continue this and try and improve it so I can medal at Rio.
That you believe you can do that?
Absolutely.